I'm wearing shorts. I'm not really wearing shorts, but it's fucking roasting. But it's not particularly warm in here. It was what yesterday, but it was the fucking hottest day of the year, man. I think I got burnt. I was out the front door, so I was. I was wearing shorts yesterday, so I was. I was wearing shorts and a vest, so I was. Got a good fucking mental picture of that, by the way. Me outside, short, pair of shorts on, vest, fucking up to my elbows in dirt, man, because I was, we were trying to make the fucking front garden look a bit better. I bought an olive tree yesterday. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but I bought an olive tree because I fucking seen an olive tree and I was like, I quite fancy one of them. Do you know what I mean? I quite like olives, to be fair, but I don't think it will grow olives for fucking ages. But we were doing loads of mad shit yesterday. Listen to what I'm fucking saying. I don't even know what I'm fucking saying. It's just been one of those. It's been more than a week since the last one, because I done that, last one I done was on a Saturday. I need to tell you about this, because it's in my fucking head, right? So seeing Saturday night, after I'd done my podcast on Saturday, and I'd worked here and all that sort of stuff, I went up the road, and I had a fucking traumatic experience on the old fucking edibles, man. Like, right, I'll just fucking tell you about it, because it was really fucking strange, man. It was really weird. Right, remember that time I told you about the time I forgot what my name was? I forgot all three of my names, and I forgot who I was, and I was in the kitchen, and I was having to name things in the kitchen, like, that's the kettle, you use that for boiling tea, so that would come back to this reality. So what had happened was, listen, I've been doing, we've not got sweeties now, we've moved on to the chocolate. It's like this, it's like edibles chocolate sort of stuff, rather than these sweeties that we were getting, because that's what happens. It's the same as when I was talking about when you were doing the special herbs and spices. Sometimes you get used to a strain and then they go, there's fucking none of that left now, and now you're going to need to go and try another thing, do you know what I mean? So what had happened was, I was doing 1.5 sweeties. That's what it was. It was 150 milligrams, right? But I don't know if that's a lot. There's a fucking, is it Death Stars that Joey Diaz does, which are 1,000 milligrams, right? And I remember watching I didn't watch the full thing. It was like a clip that had came up. And what had happened was, there was someone on his podcast, and Joey Diaz was taking 1,000 milligram edible, and the guy had went, oh, I'll take one of them. And he's like, these are strong, man, like, you'll need to watch. And he's like, nah, I'll be fine. And then, like, halfway through the interview, he just got up and walked out, like, just left. Like, you've just fucking, I've had enough of this, right? So, like, I'm doing 150 milligrams of this stuff. Now, on the Saturday night in question, when this happened, I took one full one, and it was just over a half. If I was to go back to my fractions, right, it would be 6/10. It would be 6/10 I'd done. So one full one and 6/10, right? And everything was fine. Everything was absolutely fucking great. And then all of a sudden, everything went really fucking strange all of a sudden. And what had happened was, I was sitting with my good lady wife talking to her. And then she could have been about a mile away from me. On a GoPro, a GoPro, everything goes a bit kind of fucking, there's super view on a GoPro, which is when it's like really, really wide, and you see more than what you would see with your actual eyes. That's how everything went. Everything went super view, and I was living my life frame by frame, second by second, right? Everything was going by, and I eventually had to come clean and go, I'm having a really bad one. And my good lady wife was like, I can fucking tell that you've went in that horrible grey way that you go when things are fucking went a bit kind of, and I was in and out of it, man, because I'm well prepared now. I'm well versed. I will say this, I didn't panic. I didn't go, oh, this is fucking terrible, this is going to be the worst thing ever. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go again. It was just like that, and it was, and this is the fucking thing, right? This is the thing. See, when I done that thing to myself, when I fucking, I'll just tell you the truth. Do you know what? Fuck it. I'll just tell you the truth. I might be fucking mental here, but right. Because this is the thing. So see, when that happened, when I done so much, and then, like, I don't even know if I've told you this. This was part of the stand-up thing, which is, sorry, I've just fucking caught sight of something. Right, listen, I'll tell you this now while I'm fucking looking at it. So I came in here, was it last week, and I fucking put more of the fucking insulation stuff into the walls, right? That's what I done, and I filled it up. I'll need to take a photograph of this and put it on Instagram. I promise I'm not going to do it. I will do it. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. We'll fucking find out. It'll be a video of it. I've definitely filmed it, and what happened was, I put more holes in and I filled it up, right? And then the next thing, I went away for a bit and I came back and all the foam was pishing out one of the holes. Do you know what it looked like? It looked like an arsehole. It looked like an arsehole on my wall that was just farting out fucking bits of like white foamy shite. That's what it looked like. See like the white dog shites you don't get in the park anymore? It was like that. It was like them fucking firing out this plasterboard arsehole. Right? And I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck? Why the fuck's it doing this, man? So then while I was trying to fix that one, the one there started going. So I had two arseholes that are in fucking close proximity to each other firing out rapid fucking... I fucked my skirting boards and my floor because it's all came out and it's all dripped all over the stuff and it's went fucking rock solid. So I'm going to need to chip it all away and then repaint my fucking skirting boards, which was, do you know what I mean? Like if I should probably do the rest of the shit first, to be fair. I should probably sand it. My wife, my good lady wife was saying to me, she was like, You've done everything back to front. I was like, oh, fuck it, I know, I fucking know I've done it all back, because that's how my life works. Like, I never do things the right way fucking round. It's always got to be like, well, set fire to it first and then we'll see what happens once it's burned away. Like, do you know what I mean? So what I had to do was I got a while ago, I got these, it was like walrus handbooks made up for a thing I was doing, right? And it was like, I don't think I've got any here I can show you, but they're like, just bits of, like little books that don't have any writing in them, they're for taking notes. I gaffer taped one to the wall, right, to stop it firing out its arsehole, right? It's wee plasterboard arse. And what's happened is, it's totally fucking bored. Like, it's totally fucking bored the wall. Like, it's a different shape now. So what I'm thinking is, I'm not going to wallpaper the walls. What I'm going to do is, I've done this in my house, right? Which I thought looks really nice. I think I might have told you that. That's what it looks like. These fucking things, it's like that. It's like a pile of fucking this, and now it's stuck to the wall. So I don't know what I'm going to do, because they'll look shite. Like, it'll look shite if I put wallpaper on it. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to do this, right? In my house, I've done this with pallet wood. I just fucking... put pallet wood on the wall, like all different shapes and shit like that, different colours and stuff, and it looks really good, man, and it's not that hard to do. So I think I'm just going to do that on these walls rather than wallpaper it, because it is looking like a bag of shite with that. And I suppose, could you fucking, now you get that foily shit that you like, insulation stuff, you could put that on it, I suppose, and then like tape the stuff. That wouldn't work. Well, would it work? It wouldn't hold the weight. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be figuring this out in front of you. Let me take a cup of tea. Let me take a drink of tea. What the fuck was I talking about? I was talking about the real story. I was talking about the fucking thing that was happening when I forgot my name. The stand-up thing. Right. That's what it was. So when I was doing... the third time that I done stand-up, I don't think I'll do that again, to be fair. Like, I think that ship sailed. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Let me get comfy. Then I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I don't want to do it. Not that I don't want to do it. Why I don't want to do it the same way everybody else is doing it is this. I felt like there was a bit of... oh, how do I say this without sounding like an asshole? Well, it's not me that said it; it was someone else. Listen, I was talking to some people during the stand-up thing. I'm not going to tell you their names and stuff like that, right? But I just kept getting met with. Oh, it's dead hard. It's a dead hard existence being a stand-up, and they fucking like that kind of thing. That fucking woes me. Like, oh, it's fucking hard work making people laugh. So it is like that kind of thing. Oh, I'll never get to play the Apollo because no one fucking that shite. And I seen it in music, man. I seen it in music when it was like people were like, let me just straighten up this wee thing. People were like, nah, that's completely fucking wrong. I totally fucked up my feng shui there. I'm still doing it. I'm really sorry. I'm all out of fucking sorts. What had happened is that I blame the fucking fact that I've got a bald wart and a pile of fucking hardened insulation shite sitting there. The fucking... I seen it in music as well, where it was like, oh, nobody comes to our gigs and nobody listens to my music and it's fucking hard because I look so hard on it. And I got that. That's the feeling that I got for some of the people that I was talking to when they were doing stand-up. And I was like, I can't be fucked with this politics. I really can't be fucked with this, like, this fucking, oh, it's so hard. Because usually when people are saying... it's so hard, it's because they don't want you to get involved in it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you'll hate it. You'll fuck it. Oh, it should be so difficult for you. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't fucking... So that was one of the things that totally put me off, man. Like, totally put me off. Totally just made me go, ah, fuck this. It's supposed to be fun. If it's not fun, I ain't fucking doing it. Do you know what I mean? And then I was, like, looking at the thing where it was, like, people were like turning up to do gigs and stuff, and then it was just like, there's so much fucking gigging needs to be done, and I can't be fucked with that. Like, I really can't be fucked with that. I don't want to be turning up in places at fucking 7 o'clock and sitting there for 3 hours, then getting up to do 10 minutes, then driving fucking home. And I've done this. Like, I've done it to death. Like, I don't fucking want to do this again. So I was like, I'm not going to fucking do it. So I haven't done stand-up after that thing. But what had happened, right, listen, this has happened to me in 3 separate occasions, right, where I have got my dosage completely fucking wrong, right, completely fucking wrong, and then I can no longer use English. Like, English words, language no longer makes sense to me, right? And it's like every word you're saying, you're like, but is that the word for the thing? Like, do you know what I mean? That's what it felt like. But the first time it happened, right, this word appeared in my head, like just fucking appeared in my head. And I was like, what is that word? Like, what the fuck? Why does this word, it kept saying it over and over and over again. I was like, why does this word keep appearing, man? And then what had happened was, by the time I was like, I'm going to need to write this down, I'd fucking forgot, because I was away in fucking, do you know what I mean? I was in a different planet. I was vibrating at a different frequency. I couldn't fucking remember it. And then the same thing happened again, because when it happened again and I was in the shower the next time, I was like, I can't write it down because I don't have waterproof pens and paper. Do you know what I mean? I don't have this fucking stuff. So in the third time that it happened, right, the third time that it happened was the time, I think I told you about this, where I was walking to the train station and I totally fucking fart too much again. And then I was like, oh, this is terrible. And I walked right past the train station because I was like, don't go on a train with people. Just fucking keep walking until you come back down to normal. And that's when I remembered the word and I wrote it down, right? And then when this thing happened that time in the kitchen, it all came back out to me. It all came to me again, right? And this is what the word, I'm just going to tell you the word. This is what the word is. Stivnold. Stivnold. That's the word. Stivnold. Anytime that it all gets a bit hairy and I've done too much and I've got my fucking dosage completely wrong, that's the word, stivnold. It's like a safe word. So that's what I ended up saying to my good lady wife on Saturday night. I was like, stivnold. And she's like, she's fucking new. She's like, oh, fuck it, okay, right, that's where you are, right, great. Do you remember your name? I'm like, I know who I am, yeah, I definitely know who I am, but everything's just a bit fucking weird. And then what happened was I started losing control of my limbs, right, and I started getting a bit fucking, I don't know how to describe it other than do it. It was a bit like fucking, like my fingers were like pointing in different directions and I couldn't really control my, I went a bit like a T-Rex. Like, that's kind of how I went. And then I was fucking doing all this with my neck and all that sort of shit. And my good lady wife was like, go and fucking lie down. I was like, I'll go lie down. And I put a timer on. I was like, fucking just living half-hour timers. Just like putting on a half-hour timer. I was like, right. And I got about, I think I'd done 3 timers before. I was like, all right, I'm okay. Now, but then my good lady wife said that she was lying next to me, obviously, because we sleep in the same bed. We're married. We've been married for 15. Me and my good lady wife have been together for 15 years now. So we have. 15 fucking years. So we have. And she hasn't, like, kicked me out or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? She's never came through and went, I have had, that's me, I've reached my fucking limit with you, prick. I think it's because I'm funny. I actually think that about a lot of my fucking life, is I got away with murder because I can make people laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, I've got away with things that no one else, if you couldn't make people laugh, you'd be in the jail for it, and I've got away with it because I'm able to just go, oh, what am I like? Like, do you know what I mean? And then I get away with nothing bad. I don't have an island. Do you know what I mean? I don't have an island where I'm like that. Come out to my island. I've got ordering cases and cases of baby oil and that sort of shit. I'm not that bad. Just like, oh, you've caught me writing on your wall. Oh, what am I like? I'm such a silly bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is it. You caught me stealing something out your house. Do you know what I mean? Like, something that you probably didn't even know you had. Or you forgot about, do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. I think that's what it is. But she'd said, what the fuck were we talking about? What the fuck am I talking about? We've been together 15 years. That's how long we've been together. We've been together, was it eight? We've decided, oh fuck, I've pure kicked that. It was April the 5th. We get married at Hogmanay. So it's not like, it wasn't like our actual official anniversary. Do you know what I mean? Like, our actual fucking wedding anniversary. But like, that's us 15 years we've been together. And we were talking about it the weekend. And I was like, it doesn't fucking, what's the nice way, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like, oh, fucking, it's me, I fucking tell it's 15 years, do you know what I mean? It's not like that. It's been really fucking great. It's been fantastic, which is why we're still together, do you know what I mean? Like, because if it was shite, then we wouldn't have, you wouldn't stay together. You don't need to anymore, do you know what I mean? It's not like back in the day where you get married at 12 And that was you. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your fucking husband or wife turned out to be a complete and utter fucking screwball, but you're stuck with them now. That's it. Because the Lord God said it. Jesus said it. Jesus never said it. Jesus never fucking said it. It was his fucking... The fucking pricks dressed in black with the dog collars. It's them that said it. They were like, you can't divorce your fucking... Do you know what I mean? It was they made it up. Jesus never fucking said it anyway. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, see as much as fucking... So I don't even know why I'm getting so angry about that. I don't know why that happened. I don't know why that just fucking started coming out of me, like, really, really angry about fucking... I love my wife. There you go. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that we've been together 15 years and I'm like, fucking people get married at 12. Do you know what I mean? Like, totally missing the fucking point. Let me take a drink of tea. Do you know what I mean? So what was I talking about? So I took that edible, right? Totally fucked me up, man. Totally fucked me up. That's what it was. So she was lying in the bed next to me, right? And she said, I just kept fucking doing these big fucking jutter things and all that. And I slept with all my clothes on over the covers. I never rolled once, never fucking, and to be fair, once I was lying down, it was quite pleasurable. It was, do you know what I mean? It was a really decent experience. It was just, I don't know, it felt really... I was trying to explain it. It felt dirty. It felt like a dirty high. That's what it felt like. Like, know how... You won't know unless you know, right? But, like, see if you smoke a joint, right? Sans tobacco, because I don't fuck with tobacco. I really don't. Fuck them. I think I've told you this before. I smoked for years, and the day I gave up was the day that the ban came in. See, when you weren't allowed to smoke in the pub anymore, that was when I was like, fuck this. I ain't fucking getting up. Like, I am not going to stand outside and smoke a cigarette when the government told me for fucking years it was fine. They told everybody it was fine for fucking years. They told them, you're just smoking the wrong brand. That's what's wrong. That's why you're coughing up fucking lungs. You're smoking the wrong brand. They told us that for fucking years. Then they banned the fucking thing so I can't smoke in the pub. And now they're taxing me more for it. I was like, fuck this, man. Fuck this. And then that's why I stopped smoking. And I just drank heavily. And then I gave up the drink. I don't drink anymore. You just know that? Because I tell you that all the time. I don't drink. I don't. But I take fucking... edibles now, and I don't do the smoking of the joints and anything like that. Anyway, and I had a dry herb vaporizer. Remember I was telling you about this? So, remember? So, like, fucking, when you smoke a joint or you smoke a pipe or a fucking bong or a bucket or anything, any of these fucking things, it feels, I wouldn't say it feels dirty. I don't think it feels dirty. But when you have a dry herb vaporizer, it's a more of a clean high. It feels cleaner because you're missing out the combustion. The carbon's not there. See, the carbon that you would inhale, it's not there. So chemically, I think that's why it feels cleaner. When I done that edible, it fucking made me do weird things, man. Like, really fucking weird things. Strange fucking things. And then I felt really fucking dirty. That's what it felt like. It felt like a dirty high. So... there was another reason why I was telling you this. What was the other reason why I was telling... There was definitely a fucking reason. Ah, that's what it was, right? Because I was like, I won't tell you the truth, but I will tell you the truth because it's just us, isn't it? We're all friends at the end of the day. You might go away and tell your friend, oh, fucking, you need to listen to this guy because what he does is he's a fucking lying bat. Talks a lot of fucking shit. Doesn't he tell you the truth? But I do tell you the truth, I think. Right. See, at Christmas, when I done the fucking far too much, I got a flash... Right, I get a flash, like a regressed memory, that I'd had a seizure at some point. It's the God's honest truth. And that's what I felt like I was having when I'd done this. I was like, am I having a seizure? Like, this is what it felt like. So then, that time there that it happened, I get the same feeling again. And I was like, this is the same thing. I get this overwhelming feeling that I'd had a seizure before. And then it happened again, the exact same fucking thing. And I end up saying to my mum, on Mother's Day, which is fucking, when you think about it, is a bit shite, do you know what I mean? We went to Killeen Castle for Mother's Day, right? And we took all the mothers with us, and do you know what I mean? And I'd said to my mum, I was like, I know what you're going to say, but I need to ask, right? Because I done too much edibles last night, and she always said, you need to watch yourself, son, you need to watch what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll be fine, don't worry, don't you fucking worry about me. It's not this that's going to kill me. Do you know what I mean? It'll be something terrible. It won't be fucking... It'll be terrible and sudden, knowing my fucking luck. But it'll not be... It won't be this. This won't fucking kill. I won't be the first one to die of this shite. And I'd said to her, I was like, I know you're going to say no, but I feel like I need to ask, right? But have I ever had a seizure? Mother's Day, by the way, on Killeen Beach. Have I ever had a seizure? And she's like... she's like... sorry... Oh, I don't, no, I don't, like that, right, do you know what I mean, like, fucking, I've just sprung this on her, right, and I says, because I'm going to be honest with you, because I think if I did have a seizure, right, if I had have had something like that when I was younger, and you'd have seen it, you would have definitely taken me to the hospital, and she's like, I was like, I know you would have, I'm not questioning your parenting skills, because that would have happened. See, if I'd have came in and my arm was fucking hanging the wrong way around, my mum wouldn't have went like, oh, well, we've got a shoelace, just a wee back out, we'll tie it up. Like, she would have took me to hospital. That's what she done. She cared about me. The fuck knows why, but she did. So that's what, you know what I mean? But that's the... That, and I said that. I was like, have I ever had... And she was like, no, you haven't. You definitely haven't, because I would have known. And I was like, well, why am I keeping fucking thinking this then? And she's like, it's probably because you're on drugs. And I was like, probably is, but I don't know why that happened, but it was so intense. It's such an intense... true feeling that I was like, this has happened to me before. I have had this happen to me. And I don't think I have. I think it's a lot of shite. And even if it did, it's not something that I suffer with now, just walking down the street. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. It's because I've done fucking too much too young. And now I'm married with a kid when I should be having fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what's happened. It's, you fucked yourself up. Right, anyway, let me take a drink of tea and then I'll tell you another story. We got a piano, right? Not a big piano, not a fucking, what do you call it? Not an actual piano, like a digital piano. Because my eldest youngling has started, he's wanting to learn how to play piano. So we started taking him to piano lessons. This is all down to Tyler the Creator, by the way. This is all because he loves Tyler the Creator. And because there's quite a lot of piano playing in that, he's like, I want to learn how to play piano. And we're like, cool, yes. We'll get you piano lessons. We'll go and get a piano. So that's what we've done. Bought this piano. We've had it. Friday it came. I honestly, I spent a lot of time researching it. Because I didn't want to just get something that was going to just, in 10 minutes time, you're like that, we need to get something else. Because I've been there. My first guitar I got was like a fucking cello. When I got my first electric guitar, it was a big, massive neck on it. The fucking... it was a Strat copy. The amp that we had, no distortion on it and stuff like that. And I was playing it, and as soon as I'd bought it, I'd felt like, because I was saving up for roller skates. I've told you that. I was saving up for roller skates, and I bought a fucking guitar thing. And then I got it home, and I was like, what a waste of money. I snapped a string within the first 10 minutes. I was like, this is a complete waste of money. You'll never be able to play this. But then, like a year later, I went and I got another guitar, and it was like playing a fucking bit of butter. That's what it felt like. It felt like playing butter, because of how fucking nice it was. Do you know what I mean? Because it didn't have that big fucking horrible neck on it. So I was like, I think, well, I'll just get something that I know is going to last. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to get something that I know that will, like, because I'll play it. I know I'll fucking play it. You know what I mean? If this is something that my eldest turns around in 10 minutes and goes, I don't really want to do this. But, well, I'm fine, because I've been wanting to learn to play the piano for fucking years. For years. And the things that stop me is, I've got a big weighted M Audio 88 key keyboard somewhere here in this pile of fucking shite. But the thing that was stopping me was because every time I wanted to play it, I had to set it up. Do you know what I mean? And then it didn't sound particularly great, and it wasn't just there and easily accessible. Whereas this is in the living room. I've never been so happy with that shit, because I walk into the living room now and I've got a guitar sitting and I've got a digital piano sitting, and I'm like, this is the house. This is fucking great. This is what our house should be like. It should have all this stuff, right? Let me tell you another story, right? So it's a school story about my younglings being in school, right? And what had happened was they're having the school, it's their 50th anniversary. The school's been open for 50 years, and they put a show on, right? And my younglings were in the show, and my eldest had a solo in the show, right? And it was the Lewis Capaldi. They went through the decades, so they did. So it was like the 70s to now, And he had that Lewis Capaldi song that I don't remember the name of. This really, really famous one with the piano, on the piano. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know it. It's not that I'm not a fan of Lewis Capaldi. I think he's a really funny guy. I'm just not a huge fan of that particular brand of music. Like, that might come to a shock to some of you that go, really? I never thought that you wouldn't like someone like that. He's not, I don't think he's shite. You know what I mean? I don't think he's shite. I think he's better than Ed Sheeran, right? But I think he's a really funny and intelligent guy. It's not my bag, baby. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can understand why people like it, but it's just not my bag, baby. I'm into fucking, what have I been listening to recently? And You Will Know Us by The Trail of Dead. I've been listening to them fucking constantly. I've been totally fucking rinsing that, man. What else have I been doing? Deftones. I've went back and listened to hundreds of fucking Deftones. And there was something else that I haven't read. Pavement. That's the other one. I went back and I've been listening to loads of Pavement. That's what I'm into now for a while. And then I'll be into fucking French Electro for a weekend. Like, that's just what it is. I'm just not a hugest fan of that style of music. It's too poppy. Do you know what I mean? It's too... I don't want to sound like I'm being a wanker here if you're really into it or anything like that, but it's just a bit, like, it's not just him, it's all that stuff. It just feels a bit fucking, it's too clean. That's what it is, it's too clean. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's been loads of producers in it, there's been loads of other people telling people what to do and all that sort of shit, and it just feels too clean. I like it dirty. I like a dirty high where my hands go all fucking weird and I think I've had seizures. Do you know what I mean? That's what I like. That's what I'm fucking into. It needs to be fucking raw. I'm going to give it to you. I mean, no trivia. Raw like cocaine straight from Bolivia. That's what it needs to be. It needs to be fucking raw, man. That's what I'm into. Like, you can fucking... do you know what I mean? Like, I think... Not saying that it's not heartfelt, because it is heartfelt. I do believe that it's a heartfelt piece of music and stuff like that. But... it just doesn't make me feel the same way other songs feel. Make me feel. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think, man. It's like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm going to stop talking about it now. I'm going to take another drink of tea and reset my brain. Fuck me. So my eldest had this solo. My youngest was in it as well. He was singing. He's part of a group and he was doing different stuff and all that, right? Obviously, I'm incredibly proud of the both of them for it, because it's a difficult thing to do, man. It's a really hard thing to do. I don't know if you've ever done it. Like, getting up in front of people, singing, playing a guitar. Getting up in front of people and doing anything is terrifying. It's terrifying. It terrifies me every time I do it. Every time I do it, it terrifies me. So, to be doing it at that age, it's like, it's a big fucking thing, man. So my eldest got up and done this Lewis Capaldi song, right? And straight away, I was like, I could feel my eyes going. Straight away, I could feel they were getting all watery, right? I could feel it. Do you know what I mean? It's, well, if you've got kids, if you've got younglings of your own, you'll know. When you see them do something on their own, you're like, oh, fucking hell, man. Like, you know what I mean? You feel it. And I was like, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't be all like... tears streaming down your face and all that sort of shit, because I'm an emotional wreck. You know that, I've told you before. And then I was sitting and I just heard to the right of me like that, and I turned around and my wife, the tears were fucking streaming down her face, and I was like, thank fuck. So then I'm fucking crying, I'm like, Jesus fucking fuck, like, it was mental. But the two, since we've got this piano in, right, the two of them have sat down and figured things out by ear, the two of them, right? My youngest at 9 and my eldest at 11 have sat down and figured things out by year, because a song's been playing on the iPad and they've been figuring it out. And when they started doing that on the Friday night, just after I've set it up, I was like, this was the best thing I've bought. This was an incredible investment. Do you know what I mean? And it wasn't like I went and spent thousands and thousands of pounds. I didn't. I put down a deposit on it and I get the rest of it in 0% finance. I think it was 400 quid all in. But I was like, that's the fucking best thing I've bought for ages. Like, really, honestly. And we've been playing it constantly. And then, right, we were sitting down and I had another moment where I was like, holy fuck, man. Like, so my eldest was trying to learn a Tyler, the Creator song. And then he looked up, he says, do you think you could play one beer by MF Doom. I was like, you probably could. There'll probably be something there so you can figure it out. And then we were looking at it, it was all caps, right? So next thing, the two of us are sitting there trying to play all caps on the piano. And I was like, this is fucking... Listen. I might not be fucking great at everything. Can't count worth a fuck, right? Probably not the... I don't even know what else to say about myself that isn't fantastic, because I think I'm fucking brilliant, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big-headed bastard. I'm not really. Folk have told me that, though. Especially when I was younger, folk would say to me, yeah, you're fucking full of yourself. And I was like, me? Fucking me? I'm full of myself? I don't fucking think that at all. If I am, then I'm very good at pretending I am, because I'm fucking not. Like, I'm the fucking... terrified everything, don't want to look people in the eye sort of thing. Here's another story. I was working with a group of young folk one time, right? And I worked with them at least once a week for 3 years. This group of young people, who are all now adults now, who are all now in their 20s, and some of them have kids of their own and shit like that, right? Which is fucking mad when you think about it, because I just had my two when I was working with this group of young folk. And one time we were sitting there, and it was one of the girls, one of the young women, who said to me, when I first met you, I was terrified of you, is what she said. I was like, oh, really? I was like, that's fucking lovely to hear. That fills me with confidence. Like, what do you mean you were terrified of me? She goes, well, I was absolutely terrified of you. And then another young woman went like, oh, yeah, me too. I was like, oh, fuck, is that fucking right? I'm getting me too'd here. I was like, is that fucking right? I was terrifying. And then one of the guys went to put his hand up and he was like, yeah, I was really scared of you as well. I was like, what the fuck? So next thing, there was like a group of like 10 young folk that I'd worked with once a week for fucking 3 years, and they're all going, yeah, we were terrified at you. As if I was like a fucking monster. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking Shrek coming in the place and that. I was showing them how to play guitar. And then... I was talking to one of the young folk who's not a young person. Well, he might be a young person. I don't know what age he is. I've never really thought. In the eyes of the Scottish government, you're 25. You're a young person till you're 25. I don't know what age he is. And I was talking to him and I goes, Do you remember that time you all told me you were terrified of me? And he was like, yeah. I was like, why were you fucking terrified of me? And he said, it was your confidence. And I was like, what? And he said, it was how confident you were. It was how confident you were walking in their room and just talking to people and like not... I don't do awkward silence. I don't. I just fucking talk and that's it. He says, that's what scared me, was how confident you were. And I was like, well, I'm really sorry that my fucking confidence had an adverse effect on your confidence, you fucking prick. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm really sorry that my fucking confidence made you feel bad about yourself, you fucking asshole. So, like, that's what he said to me. What the fuck was I talking about, man? What the fuck was I talking about? We were playing all caps on the piano. That's what we were doing. And it was fucking great. Like, it was a really fucking good... And I think I've totally fucking messed my thing out. Like, I totally think I was telling you a story and then it's went away. I've got another story for you, though. I've got one more story. It's not a story. It is a story, but it's more of a gripe. It's more of a gripe that I've been holding on to this week. Not even a week. It's not been a week. It's been 2 days I've been holding on to this thing, right? I'll tell you about it right fucking now. So we don't have the cars yet. We get a phone call from the garage today saying that the car's fine and we're getting it picked up today. So we're going to have our car back. I'm driving my mum's car now because she's away. So she is. She's not using her car. She's on holiday. So I'm using her car right now. And what has been happening is, because my van's still getting looked at, and what's been happening is I've been getting trains and buses fucking everywhere. Everywhere, which has been good because it's allowed me to do a lot of writing. So it has. It's allowed me to do a lot of writing and it's allowed me to do a lot of Pokemon Go. It's allowed me to play Pokemon Go an abnormal amount of time for a fully grown adult male to be playing Pokemon Go. Like, verging on a problem, Pokemon Go. Do you know what I mean? But I fucking love it. I really fucking love it. I do. It's my new obsession right now. I know it will go the way of The Simpsons Tapped Out, which they've got rid of, by the way, which they turned the servers off for, I've heard. Like, that's it. Simpsons Tapped Out is not a thing anymore, which is a bit fucking shit if you spent loads of money on fake cut. If you spent loads of real money on fake money to fucking make your Springfield look a certain way. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit shit when they just go, we're just going to switch it off now. Like, oh, is that fucking right? So all the people that have been playing it, they don't get to fucking play it anymore. Pricks, EA, they're assholes. They really are, man. I mean, I don't even play games that much to know that they are greedy pricks. But we've been getting trains and buses everywhere. And we were going to go to Killeen Castle at the weekend. We were like, we'll go to Killeen Castle, we'll go for a big walk and all that sort of stuff, which was great because I love nature in that. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it was like that, we well needed it, and it was a really lovely fucking hot day. And we're like, right, we'll get the train out. We'll look at how to get to Killeen Castle because we don't have a car. So we'll get the train out to West Kilbride, and through West Kilbride, we'll get the bus to Fairlie. Then we got off at the stop, and then it's a 5-minute walk to the front gate. Right, this is my fucking gripe. So I was £16 odds to get the train to West Kilbride, right? Because from Fairlie train station, it would have been a 30-minute walk. And I was like, if we're going to, it wasn't me. I was like, we should just walk it. And my good lady wife was like, it's not really fair for us to walk all the way there and then walk all the way around the park and then walk all the way back to the train station. I was like, yeah, okay, you have a point. So I was £16 to get the train in for me and my two younglings into West Kilbride. Then I want to get this fucking, I think it's in my wallet. Where the fuck's my wallet? I'll tell you how much it was. I'll fucking tell you how much it was. Oh no, did I chuck it in? No, there it's here. I obviously kept it because I was so fucking annoyed at the fact that this happened. Is this the right thing? Let's have a fucking look. Two day return. No, that's the wrong fucking thing. I've got the wrong bus thing. Fuck's sake. I thought I was being clever. Did I save it? I mean, you couldn't tell because I've got that much fucking shite in my wallet, to be fair. I'll just make it up. Fuck it, I'll just make it up because I don't think I'm making it up anyway. It was about the guts of fucking 25 quid. 25 fucking pound to get a bus. To get a bus from West Kilbride to Fairlie, right? And I was like, when the guy told me, I was like, what? Baking powder? Are you for fucking real? 25 fucking pounds for two adults and two children, a return to Fairlie through West Kilbride. And I'm like, it's not the guy's fault. His name's no fucking Mr. Stagecoach, do you know what I mean? But the whole time I was like, how the fuck do people do this? How the fuck do people afford this? How the fuck do families who want to take their fucking kids out a day somewhere afford that fucking amount of money to get to the fucking place that's then going to charge you money to get into the fucking place? And then I was thinking, this wouldn't happen in Germany. This wouldn't happen in Germany because I've heard in Germany, if you buy it, I've never been, but if you buy a fucking gig ticket or a football ticket or something like that, that includes your public transport fare. That includes your fare for the public transport. So that would never happen in Germany. You would never have to fucking pay 25 fucking pound to travel, 4 miles? 4 fucking miles on a bus. We were on that bus for fucking 7 minutes, I think. Do you know what I mean? I was like, how the fuck? Like, why am I, what the fuck? How the fuck is this a fucking thing? And then I thought, do you know what the other thing is? And I could be making this up. I could be making this up completely, but I don't think I am. I don't think I'm making this up. It's something fucking similar. It wouldn't happen in Germany, right? But it will happen here. But I'm sure that it's a German company that own the fucking trains and the trains over here. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's a European companies own the fucking trains here. Because we fucking done whatever we fucking done. Listen, I'm not a... You know, sometimes I get a bit fucking... For someone that says that I don't really fucking do the politics thing and all that, sometimes I do a bit of the fucking politics thing, but I cannot imagine a world where having the trains being public and the buses being public isn't a fucking necessary. Like, it should be. It should be. They shouldn't be privately owned. They shouldn't be. There's no fucking way. The internet shouldn't be privately owned. That shouldn't be privately owned either. Water shouldn't be privately owned. Shouldn't be. Electricity shouldn't be privately owned. It shouldn't be. These things, gas should not be privately owned. Oil should not be privately owned. None of these things should be owned by private companies. None of them. Not a single fucking one. And see, if I kept going, I'd be able to tell you more. Healthcare shouldn't be owned by private companies. Medicines should not be owned by private companies. They shouldn't. Because what happens is you end up paying fucking £25 to travel 7 fucking miles in a bus. Because that's what happens. Because of the fucking shit that were... But listen, I'm getting to the point, there's been a fucking... Man, I spilt my fucking tea, I'm that angry. I've got to the point a few times where people have been telling... I don't watch the news. I don't read the fucking newspaper. I don't do any of that sort of stuff. Because it makes me fucking so angry that I can't function in this world. I can't function in it because I already see the glaring fucking problems everywhere I go. We've been in fucking the other day. Me and my good lady wife always do this. This is part of our ritual. We've been together for 15 years. It's part of the fucking the thing. Since we have had younglings in school, see the day before they go on holiday, we have a day to ourselves. That's what we do. So seeing Friday there, that's what we've done. It was like Friday. They're going to be off for 2 weeks. Friday, I'm doing nothing. You're doing nothing. We're going to go spend some time together because it is going to be ships in the night for a bit. That's what's going to happen. And we know that because we've done this before. So, like, we went out for something to eat and we went about and all that. And she said, I need to jump into a shop. I'm not going to tell you the name of the shop because I don't fucking like them. And she was like, I need to get a shirt or a hoodie. I can't remember what it was. She needed something because for a thing. I was like, right, well, we can just jump in before we go and get the train. So we jumped into this place. And the first thing that we see, right, was a t-shirt that said on it, you give me the ick. That was the first thing that I seen as I walked in the door was a t-shirt for a, I don't know if it was for a young girls or if it was for women. I don't know. Either could wear it. But it said on it, you give me the ick. And the first thing I thought was, I fucking hate all of this shit. I fucking hate it. I hate the fluorescent lighting. I hate the fucking clothes. I hate the fact that we're all just fucking fired in here and nobody's questioning anything about how the fuck this is here. I hate it. I fucking hate it. And I've always hated it since I was a wee guy. Since I was a wee guy, my mum used to make me go into fucking New Look and all that shit while she was looking for clothes. Like, and I'd be standing there fucking, do you know what I mean? I've always hated it. I've hated everything to fucking do with it, man. Which is why I dress the way I dress. I was working in Inverclyde last week. And a young person came up to me and said, I think I was wearing these clothes. I was wearing a pair of tracksuit bottoms that are covered in paint and probably this jumper, like it's covered in paint. And they'd said to me, is that Balenciaga? Is that what she said? Is that Balenciaga? And I was like, what's that? And she said, it's a clothes make. Oh, I was like, all right, is it, do they do trainers? And she's like, yeah, they do trainers. And I was like, all right, and is it like, are they like £400 trainers and they cost them 14 pence to make? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, they probably do. They probably cost them 14 pence to make and you'd spend 400 quid on them because of the name. And she was like, yeah, aye. And I was like, aye, that's what it is. That's part of the fucking, that's exactly part of the problem. And I was like, why are you asking? And she says, because a lot of the stuff that they have, it comes out and it looks like it's got paint on it or whatever. I think that's what she said. And I was like that. So you buy it and it looks like it's already been fucking painted on already. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, no, that's not that. These are clothes that I paint in. I said, I refuse. I fucking point blank refuse. I know I'm wearing Adidas and they're pricks. I know that they've done some prickish things and all that. But I buy them secondhand off eBay. So I do, because I'm like, I'm going to get fucking paint on them anyway. I have never been motivated by that stuff. Clothes. Never. Never fucking once. But I think that's the fucking, why am I talking about this? Why am I so fucking, why am I so angry now I'm talking about clothes? What the fuck? How did I get on this? When did I move from one fucking thing to the next? I don't know. But it's like, it just fucking annoys me, man. This is the fucking thing, right? The system's fucked. It's all fucked. The whole thing's just totally fucked. Schools are fucked. Schools are totally fucked because they're still doing the same fucking things that they've done in the Victorian times. Do you know what I mean? And they're still doing that. They're still going like that. 2 + 2 = 4. Reading, writing, arithmetic. They're still doing it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, fucking things have changed, man. Let's move on for that. The fucking healthcare system, that's fucked as well. That's fucked because... It's fucked because it's never fucking been looked after properly. It never has. And it's been... And there's fucking shit that happens in there. There's backhanders happen all the fucking time in that shit. Constantly fucking happening all the fucking time. Do you know what I mean? And then it's never been in their best interest to make sure that you're fucking... They don't let you be responsible for your own health. That's what they do. They never tell you. They've never fucking said you're responsible for your own health. They've never done that. What they do is they tax the sugar. They tax the sugar so that you stop eating sugar. And all you do is people just spend fucking more money on the sugar. That's what they've done. They fucking tax the fags. They go, we'll tax the fucking cigarettes. I've just punched my table. We'll tax the fucking cigarettes. That'll stop them smoking. Is it fuck? It's the same people that fucking told you. The same people that told you it's killing you are the same people that told you to do it. That's what I'm punching that now. I'm that fucking angry. It's the same fucking thing. We'll bring in minimum pricing for alcohol. That's what we'll do. We'll bring it. That'll stop them all drinking. Will it fuck? Of course it fucking won't, because it doesn't just change like that. It doesn't just change fucking instantly like that. It takes fucking ages. But I'll tell you what stops the thing from changing quicker is when the people who have the power to change it also get to vote for their own fucking pay rise. That's what will stop it changing. The people who have the power to change it also have the power to make sure it stays the same, and it's in their interest for it not to change. Because they get to vote for their own fucking pay rise. Do you know what I mean? What I would do, if it was me, is I would remember that these people are only fucking humans. They're only humans. They put their trousers on the exact fucking same as us, right? And in the more we buy into that, the more they'll keep fucking feeding it to us. Civil disobedience, man. That's what it needs to be. Civil disobedience. Stop fucking paying. Stop fucking buying it. Stop doing it. Do you know what I mean? Just fucking stop. Just that's the only way it'll change, as if people just go, I'm not fucking doing it anymore. I refuse to take part in this farce. I refuse to take part in the farce. This is what I've been writing about in The Last Jackalope, right? Because I was like, what I'm going to do is there's three societies in the Jackalope, in this story. There's three societies, and they're all different societies built on different things. And I was like, this would be a good way to explore what a society could be if democracy wasn't bastardized into what it fucking is now. I don't even know. Listen, I'm not fucking smart enough for that shit. I'm not smart enough to sit and do the politics thing. Like, I'm not. But I don't even think the intelligence comes into it. I know right from wrong. That's the truth. I know when something's the fucking going to be better for someone, and I know when something's going to be worse for someone. Do you know what I mean? I know that. I don't think you have to go to fucking university or go to Eton to know that, because there's lots of fucking people who went to Eton who don't have a fucking clue. They don't have a fucking clue about what's right and what's good and what's beneficial for people. But I'm not the richest man in the world by a country mile, right? But I'm doing a lot better than I was when I started this podcast, for example. I can't fucking lie to you. Do you know what I mean? There would have been a point where I'd have just got that piano on pure tick and then paid an extra £200 on it. But now I'm in a position where I can turn around and go, well, do you know what? I'll take the 0% and I'll sink half of it into it so that I don't pay the extra £200. I'm getting to the position where I can do that. But see, when I get on a fucking bus, and I travel 7 miles with my two kids and my fucking wife, and I look at the fucking ticket and I'm like, this is costing me £25 to travel 7 fucking miles. Right? The first thing I think is, how the fuck can other people do this? Because I know there's other people out there that aren't in as good a position as what I'm in currently. So how the fuck are they doing it? And the answer probably is they're not. They're probably not doing it because they can't afford to do it, which means they can't afford to go out to places to do things with their family in nature that will make them feel better in the long run. And they're not responsible for their own health, because all that power's been taken away from them. Because for years it was the doctor told you it was fucking wrong with you. The doctor just told you and everybody fucking believed them. Everybody believed the doctor. Everybody believed the priest. Everybody believed the teacher. That's what they done. They put these people into places in society where you didn't question them. This is what they done. And I still know people like that. I still know people in their 60s and 70s that don't question what the doctor said. They don't go like that. The doctor's fucking right. The doctor says there's fuck all wrong with you and there's fuck all wrong with you. That's not how it works. And it's like, that's the bit. And now they're going, people need to be responsible for their own mental health. And you're like, yeah, aye, but you also need to give them the fucking tools to understand what it is to be responsible for their fucking mental health. And not just give them a fucking pill. Not just get them to come through the door and give them a fucking pill and then tell them not to take mushrooms and tell them not to experiment with other fucking things. Do you know what I mean? You've not to do that because somebody else fucking said that it's fucking wrong. Take this pill because then this cunt gets paid. That's what it is. It's a fucking joke, man. The whole thing's a fucking joke. And I don't even know if the buses are owned by the public. I don't know. I'm assuming they're not. Like, I'm just fucking saying things. See, when I said this could be shite, I was being honest when I'm saying it. It could be shite. I don't have a fucking clue because I don't fucking look. I don't fucking read it. But then I can't. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is where we're fucking at. Like, how the fuck can people? How the fuck can they justify that? How the fuck can they do that? That's fucking wild. And that the whole and that just that's where it spirals, man. That's what it's about. Because what happens is you're in the shop and you're looking at the thing and it goes, that you make me feel ick. And I think, fuck you. Fuck you. How come you're not putting stuff on t-shirts that are fucking a bit more fucking motivational than that? Why has it got to be at the detriment of someone else? Why does someone have to wear a t-shirt and then they're talking to you and you've got it on, you're saying, it's, you know what I mean? Like if I had a fucking t-shirt that said, I think you're a cunt, and I just walked out, oh, hello there, Mr. Bus Driver. Hello there, Mr. Train Driver. And it was like £25. That's absolutely fine. I think you're a cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like, is that where we're fucking at? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to take a drink of tea and try and get the fucking anger out of me. It annoys me because I know more can be done. It annoys me because I know we're better than that. That's why it annoys me. Because I know we are. I know that we've solved... As a species, we've done incredible fucking things. Incredible fucking things. But as a species, we've done fucking horrible fucking things. And we've done things like, we're now at the point where, listen, this is a fucking thing, right? I don't fucking read the news, but I don't fucking want to look at it. But people tell me stuff. They tell me things. And one of the things that I heard was that fucking Elon Musk just dumped a load of fuel in space. Like, just went up to space, and there was a big thing in the fucking sky and all that. Some people said it was a portal to another dimension and all that sort of shit. But he just dumped a load of fucking fuel in space. And the first thing I thought was, I don't think we've learned a fucking thing. Like, I really don't. I really don't. I genuinely, man, like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's fucking, there's a forest fire in Galloway. There's a forest fire in Scotland. Now, I don't know, right, when the last forest fire was. I haven't Googled it. This could be one of these things where it happens every 10 years or something like that, but it doesn't get press. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't get reported the same way, because the news are telling you what they want you to think. The news are telling you for a reason. Do you know what I mean? Because it gets them more clicks. It makes them more fucking money. That's what it does. It's fucking obvious. This isn't new information for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is just... You know this. You fucking know it. But there's a fucking forest fire in Scotland. In Scotland. And I'm looking at it going, what the fuck are we going to do? Like, what the fuck are we going to... Surely that's because of this fucking climate thing. Surely there's a fucking... Do you know what I mean? If it's never... Like, when was the last one? I'm going to Google it when I get off of this. But, like, when the fuck was the last one? So... Something's fucking happening, right? Something is fucking happening right now. And unless we fucking do so, I was looking at a thing, right? I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to stop, right? I was working at a thing 2, 3, 4, 5, potentially 6 weeks ago, right? And it was the Marmot place. And I was hired in to do graphic facilitation for it, right? Which isn't my favourite thing to do, if I'm honest with you. It's not my favourite thing to do. Because it's an incredibly difficult thing to do. And it's a thing where you're having to listen, you're having to take notes, you're having to draw, and then you've got people coming up to you telling you that you're really good at what you do, which is lovely to hear, but it's also a very difficult thing to do when you're looking at a big sheet of notes and trying to keep your head in the game. Because it's like, you know you've only got so long to do this thing. Do you know what I mean? And you're also trying to do a thing in front of people where you feel like you're being judged on whether or not it's good or bad. Do you know what I mean? So it's a difficult thing to do. But this guy got up. I don't really know a lot about this Marmot place thing, but the guy wrote a book and stuff like that. And then I was like, I wrote a book too, mate. We should be pals. Let's start a band. And he was talking about some of the stuff, like there's certain towns and cities and that are now known as Marmot places. I think it's Marmot. And he's written this book about that sort of thing. But one of the statistics that he quoted was... Was it 66? A lot, man. A lot. It's on a bit of paper somewhere, but it was a lot. But the jet, was it 90? Was it as high as 90? Fuck knows. I'm making stuff up now, which is fucking bad. But I could work for the newspapers. I could work for the government. I'm just making up statistics and going like, yeah, you'll get £6.5 million if we vote this thing. That's what we'll give that out to everybody. I could write that in the side of a bus and people would be like, oh, I thought it was on the side of the bus. It must be true. Like, fucking... Through the... This is the general consensus. See, through the years, there was a point two generations ago where their parents looked at their kids, they looked at their children and thought, they'll be worse off than I was. They'll be worse off than I was. And there's a certain percentage of people now, and I want to say it's more than half, who look at their children and think they're going to be in a worse place than I was. And that's fucked up. That is fucked up. And the only thing it's fucking mind-boggling, right? Because there's only so much money they can take off us. There's only so much before they start, which they do already, they just print more. There's only so much they can fucking squeeze off us until there's no more left, right? And then what? Then what happens? Where do we go from there? See, once you've got it all, where do you go? One of the things I say to people when I'm working with them is, where do you go from masterpiece? See, once you've done your masterpiece, where do you go? Do you know what I mean? The trick of keeping this whole thing running, if you're a creative, if you're anything, the trick to keeping this whole thing running is this. You never get your masterpiece. Never get it. Don't try and get your masterpiece, because see, as soon as you've got it, you're fucked. That's it. It's game over. The trick is to always be just behind it, man. Just behind it. Because once you've done your masterpiece, that's it. You're fucked. Where do you fucking go, man? That's what creates the perpetual motion. It's the moving towards it. Once you've got it, where the fuck do you go? And it's a bit like that. See, once you've got it all, see, once you've got the whole fucking thing and you've got more cars than you can drive and you're dumping fucking space oil into the fucking universe, man. We don't even fucking own it. It's not even fucking part of our planet. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, once you're doing that, once you've got it all, where the fuck do you go? Where do you fucking go when you've got it all? Do you know what I mean? That's it. Where are you gonna drive your car when the planet burns to fucking ashes? Where are you gonna go? Where? Is there a special fucking... Have they ring-fenced a part of the globe off that isn't going to be... Have they Mr. Burns'd it? Have they put a fucking thing up to stop the sun hitting it and keeping it a fucking... They might have. Do you know what I mean? But the one thing I would say is, see, when the rats start fucking leaving the ship, there's something fucking up. So see, when the rats start trying to get into fucking space, there's something fucking happening. See, when those rat fucking bastards are trying to fucking launch rockets into space and colonise other planets, there's something fucking wrong with the one we're on, and they're the only cunts that can afford to fucking do it. And they've got me spending £25 in a fucking bus and then talking 20 minutes about how the world's fucked. I don't think the world is fucked. I don't. I just think we're going through a mad change. I think I was talking about music. Is this the last thing? There's not even any fucking point in me saying this is the last thing. I was talking about music with someone the other day, right? And we were talking about how we both feel that music isn't as good as it used to be, which seems to be a generational thing, right? Which could be a lot of shite, because my eldest is infatuated with Tyler the Creator, and he knows who MF Doom is through Tyler the Creator. Do you know what I mean? And he's learning all this stuff. So it can't be that bad. But the mainstream part of it, the bit where they would sell you shite, that bit, the fucking Disney machine, the thing that churns out the albums and sells the fucking t-shirts and charge you £400 a ticket and all that sort of shit, that's been the blandest it's ever been. It's been the most boring it's ever been, ever. And nobody says anything. Anybody that's in the position to say something doesn't fucking say it. Do you know what I mean? They don't say fucking things. They just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? They just fucking get on with it, and they wear the clothes that the guy tells them to wear, and they do the dance that the guy tells them to fucking do. That's what they do, and it's fucking boring, and it's pointless. There's no fucking reason for it. But we're talking about it, right? And we're talking about how I was saying, I think it's like a needle on a record. Not a record, like one of those. I might have said this to you before, but it's like one of those fucking... Is it a Geiger meter? Is that what you call it? See one of those things where it goes like this? It's just like a fucking needle on a chart, right? And I feel what happens is bands come out like NWA and you've got Dr. Dre and you've got Ice Cube and you've got all this sort of stuff and it's all really misogynistic fucking lyrics. It's all really misogynistic. There's a song on 2001 called Pause for Porno, right? Which is the... I remember coming home from school, putting my copied version that I got from Saltcoats Market, fucking phone the police, what you going to do? It was fucking 20 odd years ago. Copied games, right? Fuck them. Copied games. Fuck them. Copied games on my chipped PlayStation 1. Fuck them. Fuck Sony. Fuck them. Fuck them. They're cunts. And I put that in, and I'd put my copied fucking version, my copied version of fucking Dr. Dre 2001 into my CD player, and I'd press play, and I'd sit, and I'd play fucking Grand Theft Auto 2, and I'd throw the control pad away and dive to the other end of the room to press skip when Pause for Porno came on, because it was just women shouting fucking faking orgasms, right, while Dr. Dre pretended that he was riding them. That's what the song was, and it lasted fucking like 2 minutes. Do you know what I mean? And this fuck that, right, so that's what's happening, and everything's getting pulled this way, and then it goes, boof, wet-ass pussy. That's what happens. Boof. Wet-ass pussy on the radio. And then you hear wet-ass pussy on the radio and you go, how the fuck are they getting away with that? And you're like, because they've done it the other way about. That's what happens. It gets pulled all the way this way and then it fucking swings that way and then it does this for ages until it slows down and it finds a bit of fucking middle ground. That's where I think we are with the whole fucking thing. I just think we don't live long enough to see it. We live too close to it to see it for what it is. So the best thing that you can do as a human is create space between you and the rest of the fucking society. I decided one day when I was high as fuck on drugs that the doctors told me I shouldn't do, that the government told me will warp my fragile little mind and I'll fucking... Because it'll make you question whether or not fucking council tax is worth it at the end of the fucking day. And I remember going, I'm no longer part of World A. See World A, where all this shit's fucking happening? Well, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the fucking... this is the other thing. It's like the fucking Temu thing. Like, I don't fucking buy anything off them. I don't buy anything off them because it's the fucking... I can't lie and say that I haven't had stuff made in China before and shipped over. But I'm making a conscious effort not to do that because I know this is fucking really bad. Getting this stuff shipped over and stuff like that. It's one of the reasons why the planet's fucked. And I can't say... tell you not to do it and then me go, I'll just fucking, just don't look behind this curtain. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have done it, but I'm making a conscious effort not to fucking do it. It's like, I'm not part of this World A thing anymore. I'm part of World B. So see all those fucking problems that World A's got and all that? I'm not fucking doing that. I'm part of World B. And see the more people just fucking go, World A can get the fuck and we're just going to live in World B. That's fine. Because they can't make you do fucking anything. They can't make you do anything. They want you to do things. They're going to tell you you have to do things, but they can't make you do anything. Know what I mean? So fuck them. Fuck them all, man. They've had loads of fucking time to do something about it, and they haven't. What we need is a fucking social disobedience thing and the whole thing just to get... If it was up to me, I would shut every school tomorrow and then go, right, listen, we're going to put a new fucking... We're going to make... rewrite this school thing from the ground up, but the first thing we're going to do is we're going to stop calling it school. It's no longer school. And see you, you're not a teacher. And see you, you're not a head teacher. And see you, you're not a classroom assistant. None of these things exist anymore, right? We're all going into this building and we're going to make it all about the well-being of the young people that come in. That's what it's going to be about. See the measuring thing? See that thing about fucking... Oh, they're a level E in maths, but we're really trying hard to get them up to level F. All that shit, fucking bin that, get that to fuck, get it away, fuck off. That doesn't exist in World B. World B, see if you want that, see if you're like that, but I really need my kids to be a level F writing by the time they're 12. Fucking go and World A's fucking class, go and do that, fuck off. It's nothing to do with us, we're in World B. World B doesn't do that. World B looks at the gen, and it wouldn't take that long. That's the thing. It wouldn't take that long. Do you know how long it took for fucking your eye to evolve? Do you know how long it took for a fucking single-celled organism to evolve a fucking eye in the ocean? in the fucking sea, right? Do you know how long that fucking took? Fucking ages. Took fucking millions. Millions of fucking years. It would take maybe three generations to fucking sort a lot of this shit. Sort a lot of it. Do you know what I mean? If we just fucking started now. If we just fucking start. I'm not the cunt to do it. I'm not the one to do it. Right? But fucking... sorry. Sorry, I apologise. I don't know where this has come from. It's obviously been in there for that fucking bus. Sorry, I apologise profusely. I'm just going to end this here. Fuck it. Fuck them. Fuck the lot of them. Fuck the system. I am the walrus. I've got that tattooed on my leg. Fuck the system. I am the walrus, right? God's honest truth. And it's been one of the best things that one of the best things I've ever done. Right? Because see, any time that I was a part of a thing and I was like, something was happening, but I was like, I don't really fucking agree with this and all that, or like, I don't fit, I think I fit in here. That was the thing. Fuck the system. I am the walrus. There's someone outside. Someone just made a noise outside my room. Maybe it's the government. Maybe it's fucking Tony Blair. Maybe Tony Blair's turned up. It'd be Boris Johnson. That holding hands. Holding hands. Remember when that happened? When Tories and fucking Labour were holding hands and all that, skipping down the street? Maybe they're outside now going like that. Fucking shut him up. Shut him up. Anyway, thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got. And I'll catch you next time, potentially, if the fucking FBI don't get me on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.